In Iraq, senior Iraqi and U.S. officials this week vowed to press ahead with scheduled January 30th elections for a National Assembly, despite the persistent violence there, and despite continued concern about security and voter turnout in Baghdad and Sunni-dominated areas north and west of the capital. NPR's Eric Westervelt joins us now from a military base near Kabul, Afghanistan. He's been traveling in the region with General John Abizaid, commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East, and they've spent the last couple of days in Iraq. Eric, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott. Good to be here.
You were in Fallujah yesterday. Of course, the city was an insurgent stronghold, and U.S. and Iraqi forces retook the city in November. What's your impression, among many other things, of how prepared Fallujah residents are to vote?
Well, the city, of course, is still in desperate straits. Most of the 300,000 residents of the city, as we know, fled right before that assault in November. I was there yesterday. Locals are slowly trickling back in. The Marines and some Iraqi forces are tightly controlling who gets in and giving a lot of scrutiny to military-age males so that suspected insurgents don't try to repopulate the city. I was with Marines near a control checkpoint yesterday. They told us that some 63,000 civilians have re-entered the city, but most of those have not stayed. They just come in, assess the damage of their home, and leave and go back to a relative's house. A senior military official I talked with told us that there are only about 7,000 residents back living in the city right now. So in terms of the upcoming vote, Scott, it's almost a moot point. There are just so few people actually in the city. And for the tens of thousands of displaced Fallujans, the Marines are trying to set up a voting site near the entrance to the city. But military officials have doubts that many displaced residents will show up on Election Day.
In other predominantly Sunni areas of the country, we're told that new Iraqi army and police units are expected to try and take the lead in protection at polling places. Now, the Pentagon said yesterday it was going to send a high-level general to look into the readiness of Iraqi troops. What's your impression from U.S. military officers? Do they think the Iraqi units are up to this task, which, after all, could be hazardous?
Well, there's deep concern still among combatant commanders from the, the captain level on up that Iraqi forces really are not necessarily ready for the task, especially the Iraqi police. The U.S. military is working, Scott, to give Iraqi forces some additional specific training on protecting polling places, but there's only a few weeks left, and commanders admit they can't guarantee security at these sites, and there are concerns about suicide car bombings, and they're concerned about attackers wearing suicide vests and coming in, and among other security concerns.
And, of course, even if polling places can be protected, people have to walk to polling places.
Well, that's right. They have to walk to the polling place, so there's a whole perimeter they have to set up around it. There are many vulnerable points, potentially. And there's also fear, Scott, of post-election attacks on those Sunnis who do show up at the polls. A senior military official told me intimidation and coercion are driving this Sunni-led insurgency, and he believes insurgents are keeping a close eye on those who do vote. So if they don't attack the polling place physically, they're at least trying to keep an eye on those and potentially go after them. These former Baathists trying to spread the message right now, he believes, to potential voters that, quote, we might not get you on election day, but we'll get your daughter or son on his or her way to school tomorrow. And that kind of intimidation can certainly be a powerful tool and a powerful deterrent.
And what about the concern, Eric, that all of this will discourage, to say the least, Sunnis from voting, and thereby the legitimacy of the government's going to be questioned because the Sunni, although a minority, will wind up with fewer members of the government than their population would call for?
Right, that's a huge fear. I mean, even fence-sitting Sunnis, some believe, who may not be actively taking part in the insurgency, could look at the election results and feel even more alienated and angry. The interim Iraqi government and U.S. officials are discussing ways to try to reach out to moderate Sunnis now and after the election. They've tried before, though, Scott, and there was an effort at an amnesty, for example, and nothing's really worked. As one senior U.S. military official told me, he said, quote, we've been searching for a Sunni engagement strategy since April of 2003, and we still don't really have a viable one. So really the mantra you hear in Iraq from corporals on up to senior commanders is we're just going to have to fight our way through the election. So soldiers and many Iraqis are bracing for even more violence in the remaining weeks before the election and certainly on Election Day and beyond.
NPR's Eric Westervelt, who's been traveling in Iraq with General John Abizaid, commander of U.S. forces. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.